From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Monetary Fund says the debt-ridden Greece's financial plight is even worse than it first thought as the country heads to Sunday's vote on whether to accept lenders' demands for more austerity in exchange for new bailout loans. Megan Green is chief economist for Manulife Asset Management, speaking from Athens.
The IMF has come out and said what everybody who's been watching Greece knows, which is that Greece absolutely needs debt relief of some sort. But it's also gone and calculated Greece's financing costs over the next couple of years, given its growth forecasts, including what's happened recently over the past couple of days, which will really undermine Greece's growth. So the number's bigger than most people expected, but I don't think it's big enough. It doesn't include a huge pot of money for the banks, which I think Greece desperately needs for bank recapitalization.
IMF on Thursday said Greece's economic growth would be stagnant this year, down from the 2.5% growth it forecast just 3 months ago. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing on Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying $1.8 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. Senior Islamic State fighter from Tunisia has been killed in a U.S. drone strike in Syria. He helped raise money for Islamic State militants, oversaw efforts to bring in foreign fighters, and was dubbed the Emir of Suicide Bombers by the U.S. State Department. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed nearly 150 people in attacks in northeastern Nigeria. In the worst attack, officials say 97 people were killed in the town of Kawawa near Lake Chad. In a separate incident, 48 were killed near Monguno. This is VOA News.